Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 12. Luke 24, 1 to 12, I read. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other woman with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them like an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking inside. He saw the linen clothes by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Amen. A blessed Easter. And what a glorious day it is as we gather on this Easter morning to worship our Lord and Savior. And thank you, Sharon, for that wonderful dance rendition. We gather on this Easter morning to worship our Lord and Savior who is alive. So today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is not a legend. This is not a made-up story or fairy tale, but it happened in the course of history. Jesus died on Good Friday and rose again on Easter morning. Have you ever wondered why Jesus must rise from the grave? Why isn't it enough for Jesus to die on the cross for our sin? Why is the resurrection so important? The reason is this. When Jesus rose from the dead, he conquered death. And today I want to invite you to listen in and take hold of this great truth in our hearts. I want all of us to realize and know that there is no more fear in death because of Jesus. Easter is the day death died. Easter is the day death died. You know, from the time of Moses, the Canaanites viewed death as a huge giant monster. There are some children here. Are you scared of monsters? They viewed death as one huge giant monster that swallowed all living things up. And they called this the God of Death. And his name, they call it, is Mot, M-O-T. And this became the Hebrew word for death. So for them, it's scary to people, a huge monster. Timothy Keller wrote, "Death is hideous and frightening, cruel and unusual. It's not the way life is supposed to be. It has been said that all the wars and plagues have never raised the death toll. It has always been the same. One for each and every person. Yet we seem far less prepared for it than our ancestors. Every single day, 150,000 people pass away. The COVID-19 pandemic alone has taken the lives of over 6.2 million people. You and I in this congregation will know We will know of people who are struggling with illnesses, others who have struggled with the loss of loved ones, or if your loved ones, your friends, your relatives have been given a poor prognosis by the doctor. There are many, still many others, who struggle with questions of mortality. What is the meaning and purpose in life? Why live when we will all die one day? I say to us, it's true, the train will eventually reach the station. Physical death is inevitable. It is most consistent, as Keller pointed out. And there are times when we hear of another person passing on that we don't stop to think, our hearts get numb. We console ourselves that death and dying is natural, is part and parcel of life. But I want us to hear and to know today that death is not natural. Death is not natural because it was never in God's original design for the human world. When God first created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, He didn't intend for them to die, but death was the result of Adam and Eve's rebellion against God. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, sin came to the world through one man and death spread to all men because all sin. Death is not our friend. And the Bible rightly calls death our enemy in 1 Corinthians 15:26. But hear the good news. Because Jesus died and rose again, death is defeated. Easter is the day death died. There was a father with two sons and they were taking a walk in a big field. And then suddenly a bee came. A bee stung the older son. And while the older son quickly brushed the bee away, he went down to the ground kicking in pain because the bee had stung his face. And then the bee, dun dun dun, went after the younger son. And the younger son also threw himself on the ground, kicking away and screaming. But the father picked up the younger son and told him, you don't have to cry or be afraid of the bee, because the bee was harmless. It has lost its stinger. And going over to the eldest boy, he took the black stinger from the bite and said to the younger son, the bee can't hurt you because it has lost its sting. Death has lost its sting because Jesus took our place and died our death. Therefore, we no longer need to fear or be afraid of death. Death may still buzz around trying to scare us, but it can no longer harm us. This is our hope, you see. Easter is the day death died. Every year when we experience Good Friday, then Easter, Good Friday, then Easter, a very stark reality stands out. Because on Good Friday, there is... On Good Friday, there is... And then on Easter, there is... Resurrection. There is life. So it tells us this, you know, as we go through the rhythms of Good Friday and Easter, that life includes moments of Good Friday. It includes moments of adversity, suffering, pain, death. But you and I must know that none of these will have the final say and word in our lives. At the end of the day, there will be a resurrection. Adam Hamilton, the scholar, puts it so well. He says, Christ's resurrection, Easter, is God's way of saying the crucifixion, suffering, tragedy and pain, it doesn't have the final word. Rick Warren, the pastor of Saddleback Church, the author of The Purpose-Driven Life, together with his wife Kay, they went through a devastating loss when their 27-year-old son, Matthew, took his own life after battling depression and mental illness for years. And about a year after this tragedy struck, Rick Warren said, and I quote him, I've often been asked, how have you made it? How have you kept going in your pain? And do you know what Rick Warren's answer was? He said, it's Easter. For Jesus' death, burial and resurrection occurred over 3 days. Friday was a day of agony, suffering, pain. Saturday was the day of doubt, confusion, misery. But on Easter, that Sunday was the day of hope, joy, and victory. And Rick Warren continues, and here's the fact of life. You will face these 3 days over and over and over again. And when you do that, you find yourself asking, as I did these three fundamental questions. First, what do I do in my days of pain? Second, how do I get through my days of doubt and confusion? And third, how do I get to my days of joy and victory? And he says the answer is Easter. Easter. Because that is where all our hope lies. Easter brings hope. Easter, church, is the day that death died. Easter allows us to confront our greatest fear in death and dying. For the hope of the resurrection gives us the strength to face today's pain with tomorrow's hope. It propels us forward. The resurrection of Jesus is real, and so too one day we will all live again. So today, on this Easter gospel service, I want to share with us how we can receive that eternal life. And today itself, at the end of this sermon, I will give us, whether you are a guest or a believer for so many years, that opportunity to receive our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, once again into your heart. And I want you to not walk out of here the same way you walked in. I pray that you encounter and meet with this Lord and Savior. So Father, we ask that you meet with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right from the beginning, when God made man, he loved us. He loved us. And out of his overflow of his love, he created men. And what were their names? So clever. Adam and Eve, and because of the overflow of his love. But herein lies the problem, okay? Herein lies the problem. Because God loves us, it makes things complicated. Isn't it true love makes things complicated? Because for a love relationship to happen, there must be an essential ingredient. Can I have a volunteer? A brave volunteer? A young man? Come. Or boy, anyone? A brave, young boy. Come. All right. Come right up here. What's your name?
David.
David. For now, you are? A boy. Come here, a boy. Okay, imagine a boy is my boy. Imagine a boy's daddy is a top scientist. Imagine one day as a boy was sleeping, the daddy comes from behind. The daddy injects him, a top surgeon, I cut his head. Then I implant a computer chip in his brain. Then I sew it up. No, sewing up shouldn't have that sound. That's the cutting. I sew it up. And then I wake him up. A boy. And from then on, everything I say, he does. A boy, sweep the floor. A boy, do your homework. Now he needs to sleep again and then we repeat the... Whatever I say, he does. Massage me. Everything I say, he does. Okay, can we give a big thank you to David? Thank you. I ask a boy to go and study, he studies. I clean the floor, he cleans the floor. Stop playing computer games. He stops. Finally. He obeys and does everything. Is this good or bad? Who says this is good? All the parents. Who says this is bad? Good or bad? Why bad? Why bad? Why bad? Because he became like a robot. What's the difference between us and robot? What is the difference? For a love relationship to happen, there must be choice. There must be freedom of choice. If God made us perfect like that, exactly what He wants us to do, we do. There's no choice. There's no actual relationship to happen and take place. So when God made you and I, human beings, He gave to each one of us choice. Because He treasures the relationship that we can have with Him. And choice is a very precious thing. For the Lord first gave that to the angels, you know. But what happened? You and I know. They rebelled. But He still chose to give humanity choice. But what did man do with that choice? Scripture tells us in Genesis that Adam and Eve used that choice to sin. They chose to disobey God. They chose to listen to the devil and not obey the Lord. God gave them the freedom to choose, but they used that same freedom to turn away, to hide, to run away from God. And what is the result? The result is death. For the penalty of sin is death. And scripture is clear, for the wages of sin is death. From that day on, there is inherited sin passed down from Adam and Eve to the rest of humanity. And that is why in the past, in scripture even, the people often offer sacrifices as atonement for their sins. When they do something wrong, someone has to pay the price. They have to offer a sacrifice, an animal, like the sheep or the goat, taking the punishment for them. They have to offer that unblemished animal, a perfect animal. Again, this is temporary. It has no lasting effect. No lasting effect at all. Until on that very first Christmas when Jesus came into the world. And on the first Good Friday where He died on the cross for our sins. He paid the penalty of sin. And He took that portion of death. He conquered death. And that's why you and I can worship here today and say, Easter is the day that death died. That's why we can proclaim together. That's why our young people are so jubilant. Not only young people, I mean all of us. We are young. We are so jubilant as we come on Easter because Easter is the day that death died. You may ask if God sent Jesus to earth and then to sacrifice for our sins, wouldn't it also be true that everyone will be saved? Wouldn't it be true that everyone will be saved? Since Jesus died on the cross for everyone? So I say to us, Christ, our Lord, is still the same gentleman. And He gives us the freedom of choice. He didn't make us robots. And so today, you and I, and everyone else in the world, we can choose. You have the free will and choice to choose. You can choose to receive that free gift of salvation, believing and claiming the hope that the Lord has for us in Easter, that He conquered death. Or we can walk out here the same way we came in, many defeated hearts. I pray that you come this morning just as you are to welcome Jesus into your hearts. To receive Jesus into your hearts. means you choose to let Jesus be Lord and King. It means you recognize that Jesus is Lord over you and your life. It means you treasure Christ in your heart over and above anything else in the world. For Easter provides a hope beyond the grave, and it gives us the strength for living day to day. You know, in the course of life, I shared earlier, we'll go through Good Friday and Easter, many different cycles of it, Good Friday, Easter. We will move from pain, sadness, to tears of hope and joy. But the greatest message of Easter is that there is a world to come beyond the physical. There is a world to come beyond this physical world, a glorious world where dreams are truly fulfilled, where there is joy and restoration once again. And in that place, there is no more pain, sickness, doubt, anxiety, or worry. And so this Easter, I invite you to entrust your life to Jesus. If you have heard the Easter message over and over again, if many Good Fridays have passed you by, many Easters have passed you by, but nothing seemed to have changed for you, I invite you to receive the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. How will you respond today? You know, in Luke, when the women went back to tell the disciples of the empty tomb and that Jesus has risen, very interestingly, we read of their response this way, these words seemed to them an idle tale. They thought it was like a fairy tale like that. It didn't happen. They were so close to where it happened, but they saw it as an idle tale. They treated it as nothing like more than a fairy tale. Impossible to believe. Will you hear today and brush it off like a fairy tale for others? Or will you choose to believe? I wrestled with this question long, long ago. If God is so powerful, why doesn't He save everyone? Why doesn't He make Himself so big and appear in the sky and, oh, I'm God, and everyone will worship Him? But He did that at the Exodus, you know. But the people still rebelled. It's not the wonders that we see with our eyes, but the hearts that we must surrender. So God is the same gentleman to give us choice. What do we choose today? Pulitzer Prize winning author William Saroyan was dying of cancer, and in the hospital room in May 1981, he picked up the phone and called an Associated Press reporter. And in that conversation, he said this. He said, "Everyone has got to die. But I have always believed an exception would be made in my case." We don't think about dying until it hits home one day. So I say to us, don't wait till death or near death to happen before you choose to decide. For our options are very limited when we die. Heaven or hell. But you say, "Pastor, I'm a good person. I do so many things for the Lord. I don't do bad things." Your morality may save you from prison, but it will not keep you out of hell. You may think that your life is fine without Jesus, but you cannot afford to die without Him. I'm saying to us, Jesus is not one of the many ways to the Father. He's not the best of several ways, but He is the only way. You say, "Someday, Pastor, someday I will believe." I know. The next Easter. Wait for Christmas. I tell you, there are 7 days in the week. Sunday is not one of those. Today, Today, if you hear His voice, today you respond. Today you cannot alter the past, but you can bring your past to the altar. You can't go back in time and change what you did, your sins. But Christ has paid for your sins. When my father passed away, when I was primary 5, there was a lot of crying and pain. I cry a lot, you know, in the toilet, where no one sees. But God became my father. There will be good Fridays in our lives where pain, crucifixion, suffering happens. But there is comfort and unspeakable peace within when Easter, when we look forward to the hope of Easter. And I invite you to receive that today. What do you have to do? You have to choose Jesus. When you choose Jesus, you repent of your sins, and God will give you the grace to do just that. So in a moment, I will invite everyone to close your eyes, for this is between you and the Lord. When every eye is closed, I will invite you to raise your hands. And if this is you, you say, please pray for me. I want Jesus in my life today. Then when I count to three, on the count of three, I want you to raise your hands as high as you can so that I can see. Everyone else's eyes will be closed. I want you to get your hands ready. And everyone now to close your eyes. No one walking around. The camera will be panned this way. It's a special, sacred moment. For I pray that you receive this hope that we have in Jesus Christ, the resurrection hope. You have seen and heard of this hope, and now you receive it by faith. I'm going to start counting now, and if you want to say yes, this is your time. 1. Two, three. Put those hands up as high as you can. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Once I acknowledge you, you can put it back down. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right behind there. Thank you. You can repeat with me this prayer. And for those who haven't put up your hands, you repeat with me also, if that is you. Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking. Today, by faith, I receive your salvation. I trust you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift of eternal life. Your words are true. Come into my heart and be my Savior. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. We praise the Lord. That was so good. And we want to welcome you into God's kingdom. And now I want to invite everyone to stand on your feet. You've been sitting really quite a while now. And we'll sing a chorus together as Shipian and team leads us. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood. And as we sing this chorus, this is one more thing. Just one more thing I ask you to do. If you have raised your hand earlier, and there's quite a few of us here in this sanctuary that have done that, I invite you to come forward to join me up here in the front. I'll be with you here. Come forward And there are different ones who will love to stand with you and pray together with you to welcome you. And even if you did not raise your hands, you've said that prayer, I invite you also to come forward. It's not too late to make that decision, because let this Easter, let this Resurrection Sunday be a time where the hope of Easter, the hope of His resurrection, lives in your heart. So that it's no longer just a story, an account, but He's alive in you, and it will be so evident in you. There is Good Friday, there is pain, there is uncertainty, but there is our hope, and you receive that hope today. So I invite you, if you raise your hand, you said that prayer, to come forward as Shi Pian leads us in this song. If you came with a friend, have your friend come up to the front with you. If you brought a friend, just turn to your friend and say, can I come down with you and we pray together? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. Thank you, and thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. And thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. And there's nothing stronger than the wonder-working power of the blood. The blood that calls the sons and daughters. We are ransomed by
come on, will you just come down, those who have raised their hands. Raise your hands. I know there are more, definitely more than this. Don't be shy, don't be afraid. We come forward. Let us pray alongside you that your faith may be strengthened. If you have brought a friend, invite your friend to come forward here as well.
Transformed. by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Darkness into glorious. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. And thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved.
Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for meeting with us right where we are. We thank you, Father, for your grace so sweet. Father, we pray that the hope of Easter will rest in our hearts this day. So teach us as we go through the cycles of Good Friday, Holy Saturday, there is the hope of Easter. Father, I pray that you teach us as we trudge and move forward for you day by day, step by step of the way that you enable us. Father, I pray for this resurrecting power to be with us and through us. I pray that you continue to lift our hearts this day. I pray that our steps will bounce because we worship a God who is ever so faithful. I pray this day that as we look to the cross of Jesus Christ and the empty tomb, our hearts will be lifted. And Father, I pray that we will step out of this century different from the way we came in, because we worship a risen Savior. And Easter, we proclaim, is the day that death died. Father, no longer will we be afraid of physical death or dying. No longer will that fear grip us. No longer will we ask, why are we living for? But Father, the hope of Easter continues to grip our hearts so that we can move on mightily for your glory. Till that day we see you face to face, hearing those words from you, well done, good and faithful servant. Till that day comes, we will press on for Jesus Christ. So take us through the pain, the Good Fridays, the Saturday, and our hope is the resurrection. Continue to enable us as we continue to be sent out step by step of the way for your glory. Enable us, Father, in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.